So we are 3 episodes into this series right now, and I'm feeling the need to explain and clarify some things. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of our listeners, especially the consistent ones. Like, if you've been here from day one, like, I want to say thank you, so much from the bottom of my heart. Like, I do not take that for granted. None of us do. Thank you for still being here. And welcome to any new listeners that we may have. Thank you for being here as well. Second, like I just said, we're 3 episodes in, and the first 2 episodes we recorded, those on the same day. And those 2 were just kind of me trying to figure out exactly how I wanted this segment to go and feel. And they're great episodes. If you haven't heard them, I would recommend you do because they're really good. But I didn't execute it the way like I wanted to. So by episode 3, that's where it's figured out. And I'm kind of like asking you guys questions to get you to really think. And that's how I want this segment like to feel. Versus me coming in saying this means this and that means that. You know what I'm saying? So I want this to be like an open discussion, like one where we have the ability to agree, disagree, figure out what these things mean. Okay, like I said before, the first 2 episodes are really good and they establish the foundation of why we're doing what we're doing. But episode 3 is how I want this to go and feel from here on out. Cool. Okay. So thirdly, I would just like to give you all some insight on why I'm doing this and why I've asked these 2 guys right here to join me in this venture. So, like, y'all ever hear stories about, like, how some people choose their careers, and sometimes you'll hear stories like, I got bullied as a child, and I couldn't defend myself, so now I teach self-defense classes to young people or to women so they can learn to defend themselves. Or, like, I was a foster kid, so now I put children in foster homes. Or I used to be homeless, so now I help the homeless. Like, things like that. Like, in that same idea, I was once depressed and hopeless and overwhelmed. And now all I want to do is help those who feel depressed and hopeless and overwhelmed. Makes sense. It's interesting. Sometimes our past traumas can fuel our purpose. Now, I don't want to imply like I was on meds or I had to be like in the hospital for it or anything. By the grace of God, it didn't get that bad. But it did get pretty dark. And I believe God brought me out of that. Now, I still have my days. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie and say I got it all figured out because I don't. It's an everyday process. And I still have my days. Some very, very recently. But now that I feel like I got, for the most part, I've conquered it, all I want to do is help and encourage people who may be going through a similar thing. But here's the thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I don't have a degree in any of these areas. I'm a normal ass nigga, okay? Like, all I have is life experience and a handful of learned concepts that help me. And I believe it will encourage you because I get it, man. Like, the world is a lot right now. There's a lot going on. The pandemic, climate change, a lot of corruption. We don't really know who to trust. A lot of people need help. And on top of that, you have your own personal life issues to deal with. It can get really overwhelming. Like, I get it, man. I promise you I do. That was me a couple years ago. And in the weirdest way, despite everything going on, in the strangest way, I stand tall in this season. And I really, honestly believe God has me here for a reason. And I believe this is going to help you. And I believe God has connected me to these 2 guys who also have some experiences that you can relate to as well. Fourthly, I want to explain why exactly I'm going about encouraging others this way with intertwining God and the Bible. Well, really the only way and the best way for me to help anybody is to let them in on things that help me. So number one, God is my source. So ultimately, it was Him who brought me out of it. He is the reason for everything. He led me to therapy. He was with me at the therapy. And I believe everything I learned during that process, God led me to those things. So God is the source. Number 2, therapy. Now, I'm not saying everybody go get therapy, but I'd highly, highly recommend it. I recommend it to everybody. But the concept of therapy and what it's essentially doing to your psyche is very important. When you go to therapy, like initially you go in as this already built up and established character that already has its own way of thinking, your own beliefs, your own morals, and you think you know yourself. And then you go to therapy and they kind of destroy everything you ever thought you knew about yourself. And me personally, I discovered that a lot of things that I thought were true about myself were lies. Due to past things, due to past mistakes, words that were spoken to me that I took to heart and stuck with me for life, due to real people having real effect on me, I had embraced a false identity of myself. And that identity that I had was affecting all of the other areas of my life. So in therapy, sometimes you discover that your real identity is clashing with your built up false identity. And so you essentially have to have an identity crisis. Or as we said in the last episode, self-discovery. You have to unlearn and relearn yourself. And that is not easy, but it is so essential. And number three, so I just mentioned I had to have an identity crisis. So I have always had a love for people, but in the last episode, I mentioned how I was observing the actions of people and seeing our capacity to have such an evil nature sometimes. And that caused me to fall out of love with people because people were not as good as I thought they once were. So now I'm having another identity crisis, but it's outside of myself. I don't understand people anymore. But guess what? I'm also having a third identity crisis. I'm having an identity crisis with God and Christ. I mentioned on the last episode, during this period, I keep referring to when I'm depressed. I'm doing a lot of reading on people and religion and Christians and the role of Christians, the role they played in slavery, the role they played in founding this country and the mass murders they committed around the world, and so much more. I'm also seeing the church, not every church, but a whole lot. How the church has manipulated people and how in some cases it's been in partnership with systematic racism in this country. And the Bible, how it's been weaponized and scriptures are added and omitted and taken all out of context and used to defend some of the worst and most hypocritical concepts ever known to man. I grew up in church, so I'm seeing how I've also been affected by all of this. And I'm pissed off. I'm hella confused. I'm so conflicted. I'm having another identity crisis. And it got so bad that eventually I just gave up on God. God, there is no way you're good. There's no way you're good and real because the people representing you are not good. The church isn't. The Bible isn't either. So I don't believe. That only lasted like a day. I mean, I had just gave up on something I believed in since as long as I can remember. So it was hard to accept that God wasn't real. Like, I can't believe that God isn't real. He's done so much for me. Like, and people and other people I know, and he does so much for many people's lives that I know. But I'm also looking around like somebody created all of this, like something created all this. So I was conflicted. So I prayed and prayed and told God how I was feeling. God, I want to believe, but it's really hard to. God, what must I do? And God just said, believe. That's it. Just one word. Believe. So I'm like, okay. Okay, God, I believe. But I just believe in you. What about Jesus? What about the Bible? Believe. Again, believe. To believe in God is to believe in Jesus. To believe in Jesus is to believe in the Bible. Well, okay, God, I'm going to choose to believe. And that's exactly what I did. And I chose to rededicate my life right there alone in my apartment. Okay, God, now what? Because I believe, but there's still some conflicting ideas and concepts that I'm having a hard time grasping. And essentially what I learned was I had to go through the same process that I had to go through with myself. I had to unlearn the false ideas that I accepted about myself and relearn the truth about myself. I had learned that I also accepted false ideas and concepts about God that wasn't true. So now I'm going to have to go through this unlearning and relearning process about God. And that was intense. Remember last episode, we said that 2020 was a year of unlearning and relearning about pretty much everything we know as a society. Y'all remember that? Well, I'm not really sure how many people extended that to religion. Because a lot of stuff came out about the church and Christians as well. And religion, just religion as a whole. Unfortunately, we live in a day and age where there's just a lot of misinformation out there due to imperfect people. And technology just makes it easier. Whether it is on purpose or not isn't the point. The point is that it exists. And unfortunately, that misinformation extends to the Bible. Whether we like it or not. Whether we want to admit it or not. It's a fact. And if you consider yourself a Christian or a spiritual person, that is the most important part of you. And if the basis of your beliefs are inconsistent and blurry, it's going to be tough for you to be whole as a person and be consistent in a good place mentally. And that's what happened to me. So God took me on this journey to learn him for myself. And that was the most important thing for my mental health. Because ultimately I learned that the Bible has the answers to everything in life. And spiritual things manifest physically. And that's one of the most important concepts ever. And that's essentially why I have chosen to intertwine the two. Like, it brought me so much peace to my life. Even though the process was difficult and sometimes upsetting, is not easy at all. Like, you're challenging things that you've learned from your childhood, and that sometimes involves challenging certain people and leaders in your life in order to get the truth. And that's not easy. But I promise you, it will bring you the most peace you have ever had in your life. So that is why we are here today, and I'm glad and I'm excited to have you here with us. So that being said, listeners, I need you to do us a favor. There is a scripture in Acts chapter 17, verse 11 that says, "Now these people were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." Now this verse is referring to the Jews in Berea who Paul and Silas were teaching. And they were called noble-minded because they received the word with eagerness and they examined the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Now, I'm not requesting that everybody listening that you receive what we're saying with eagerness. I'm not requesting that. But however, the next part to that is basically saying they double checked what Paul was teaching about to see if he was telling them was legit. Please, please, please double check us. The last thing I want for you is to take everything we say and just agree. No, please don't. Please double check me and confirm. Because what that does is, first of all, it keeps me in check. It keeps us in check. Keeps me on my toes to make sure I'm verifying and everything. And also what that does, it confirms it in your head. And in return, the scriptures and the message will become more powerful and more real to you. So please do us all a favor and go confirm. And the last thing I'll say, and I'm done. I put this in every episode description. If you find this segment helpful, please, please share it with someone who you think you could use it. That's how we keep this light going. That's how we keep this light spreading from person to person. And that's all I desire in my heart. But I need your help. So yeah, share this. Also, if you listen to the podcast, let us know. Like, I would love to know who you are. Like, especially if you've been here. Like, if you've been here from day one, but even if you're just getting here, let us know. Like, man, you got the comment section on whatever streaming platform you're on. You got IG comments. If you're shy, DM us. It's cool. Also got an email, thearchitectspod@gmail.com. So, yeah, you got options. Don't be shy. But that's it, man. I just felt the need to do that and clarify some things before we move forward with this series. Make sure you tune in for the next episode, which will be People Part 2, where we continue in this conversation on darkness. It's going to be really, really good. Okay? So, all right. Thank y'all for listening. See you then.